good afternoon, evening, or morning, all dependent on when you're listening to the podcast. Because that's the thing, isn't it, William? You could be listening to it any time of day or night.
That's how podcasts work, yeah.
You're an oil guy, aren't you?
An oil guy?
Yeah, you look like an oil. You live in a barn. You shit on people. And also you stay up late.
See what I get compared to on podcasts? According to you, I'm a mole.
Yes.
I'm an oil.
Yes.
I'm a centaur.
Yes. I didn't call you centaur.
Sorry, I've been called a centaur. I get compared to every dog ever. And there's a tiger with Down syndrome that people say hello. I look like.
Yeah, that's you.
That's Mr. Bean, by the way. Teddy!
Mr. Bean, no, you look like him as well, a wee bit. No, you don't. You look You look like his teddy.
Fuck you.
Yeah. But welcome to the podcast. I hope we're well. What I was saying was how podcasts work. You've had to teach me things.
Yes.
About this podcast, about how to put it out there. You had to teach me how to work Instagram before we started.
Here's the frustrating thing of being a young, sexy boy.
Now, hold
working
on.
Working with old, tired men. I have to teach you all how to use computers.
Yes.
And I live with my grandparents, so I am literally an unpaid IT technician at this point.
And carer.
And carer, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, no, they're my carers, technically. But
you're an adult.
Yeah, but I still need help with stuff.
Like what, mate?
Like cutting up for dinner and all, and like washing stuff.
You should
stuff
just eat soup, mate.
No, but soup's gross.
That's fair.
Soup's
that's
stinking. Fair.
But my point...
But I'm constantly teaching... You and Patty and my grandparents, how Facebook works.
I haven't felt that I'm that old until it's come to social media, until it's come to like
a very important part of your job.
Well, listen, my job is to just be a fun guy. That's my job. Bringing laughter and bringing joy to all the girls and boys. I'm like Santa. And like Santa Claus, I end most Christmases with an empty sack. But I'm always still dishing out the goods and I'm feeling like that's all I need to do. But so why do
you
I
wank
have
at Christmas?
To...
Is that what you're telling me?
No, give presents to the homeless, mate.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, on orphans. I give orphans a big treat. I enter the orphanage with a full bag and I leave with an empty one.
Yeah.
Presents all distributed.
They also watch them all throughout the year.
Correct. Yeah, I've got CCTV. Yeah, I'm like a freak. But no, my point is I just don't understand how... It's such an important thing. Like, I get shouted at by people about social media. Shouted at, you need to do this. You know what? I tried to share a video on TikTok from the last episode, and TikTok said, that's offensive. It's hate speech.
What, did you subtitle it?
No, but there were subtitles on the video.
That'll be why, then. Because the way their algorithm works is they will just read a certain word.
Yeah.
So if you ever see someone on TikTok that, say, does a video about something like, say, someone famous has killed themselves... People will, if it's on TikTok, they use the phrase unalive because that doesn't get picked up by the algorithm.
But hold on, speaking of the algorithm, we used the video, it was about Bin Laden when he spoke about being compromised indefinitely.
Yes.
Was that what it was or what was the phrase?
It was compromised to a permanent
end.
To a
permanent end.
According to John Cena.
Yeah, and he was true.
And I still want John Cena to tell children about like their grannies dying and stuff.
I mean, he would be the best doctor.
Yeah.
Just come, and of Thugonomics, of course. He's already got a doctor.
Yeah, he's PhD in that, yeah.
Yeah, but if he came in, he could deliver that. But I got that in TikTok, right? No, this is hate speech. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. How do I get around that? Young boy, tell the old man how to
You have
TikTok.
To use phrases that TikTok will not pick up on in the algorithm so they can read.
I'm going to start putting my fucking TikTok subtitles in Chinese. How about that?
Oh, no, read that perfectly.
Yeah.
Because it's a Chinese-run organization.
Yeah, and did you put
Chinese spyware, by the way.
Did you put the wee dog guy on TikTok?
Who's the wee dog guy?
Their president.
Xi Jinping.
Oh, we made him into
who looks
a bear.
Like Winnie the Pooh.
Not a dog. I thought we made him into a wee dog.
No.
Him, do you put that on?
I haven't because I'm afraid of what TikTok
do
will
it.
Do to me.
Well, you know, we're...
I'm afraid. I fear China.
The old guy and you and me, we're rising up against TikTok and we're going to show people there's more life than
I'm not getting on board on this.
I'm going to put it on.
I'm very much on
can
the
TikTok Can I tag team you on TikTok like you taught me how to tag team on Instagram? Let me ask.
Tag team me?
Yeah, because initially you were like, you can't tag me in a post, you need to tag team me in the post, so we're both tag
teaming. No, collab, you're not tag teaming me.
It's a wrestling
podcast. I'm not 8 drinks in, you've picked me up from the beach club. You're not tag teaming me. It's a collab post.
And what does that mean?
It means two posts together go into one feed.
Well, can we do that on TikTok?
No, it's an Instagram exclusive
feature. Why can we do it on TikTok?
Because it's an Instagram exclusive
feature. Because
China
shit.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
but it's an Instagram exclusive.
And listen, I've had beef with TikTok before, I've beef with TikTok forever. China? You don't want to make an enemy of me, all right?
You don't want to make an enemy of China.
Listen, I'm dressed like I'm going to the front row, or the front line in Russia. Like I'm
no, you're dressed like you're a season ticket holder at Ulster.
Ulster, nah, I wouldn't fucking waste money on that shite.
You would.
No.
You do give off big. Are you coming to the match on Saturday vibes?
But you know what? I am. I don't know. I don't really have a place. I don't belong. The only place I belong is in this world, the world of wrestling. Yeah. And without that, I've nothing.
You all right?
It sounds like I'm about to break down, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah. Yeah. All I have is wrestling. Like, one of the, when people upload those videos of, like, really sad kids whenever someone turns heel.
Yeah.
I'm following a guy on TikTok who, like, just, I think he thinks wrestling's real. And he was.
Does
like,
he have a wee tism?
I think so. We touch of the tism.
What age is he?
About 43. But like Dominic Mysterio.
and his Instagram handle is DFLA Comedy.
Yeah. But Dominic Mysterio started beating up his dad. He was just ringside going like, this isn't you.
Yeah.
This isn't you, Dominic. Don't do it.
I want to see that clip.
Something happened to him. I'll show you.
And what did Dominic, like Dominic, did he react to that or did he just ignore him?
No. Dominic is in an arena of 50,000 people. He's not here among guys.
But I thought you meant he was like front row.
Why the fuck would he be allowed ringside?
Because he cares.
This isn't you, Dominic.
Dominic, and then no. There's
we video of him in the car home, all crying and stuff. He'd be like, something's wrong with Dominic. He just snapped.
Was he wearing a wrestling t-shirt or a nice hockey?
Oh, no, he's wearing a, it's always one of the two, isn't it? That's a wrestling t-shirt that doesn't fit.
Too big, too small.
Too small. No one's ever been in a wrestling shirt that's too big.
I tell you what, this is one thing I was, as a big man, shout out to whatever big size shops there are in Belfast, extra large men or whatever, ring me. But there was the thing about wrestling t-shirts, you can always get your size in it. I think they go up to like 7X.
I was going to make the opposite point. They're always quite tight.
But then they still go up to 7X.
Because I remember when I was at my height, I was like 15 stone at my heaviest, and I wore a medium Dolph Ziggler. I think it was, you know, you want this shirt. It was like, it was like pink. I was like on the back, it was like, oh, I know I'm sexy and stuff like this. And it was literally like up to here of me, and like the arms wouldn't fit. And I'd be going around the spar picking up bags of Doritos.
But can I ask you seriously, at that time, was your hair dyed blonde?
It was just before then.
Right, okay.
So when I was super, super heavy.
If you were wearing the Dolph Ziggler t-shirt with the blonde hair, you're just living your best life. You're just being sexy in the belly.
But it was like, my roommate never told me it didn't fit me because I was under the assumption it fit me. And do you ever get when you're really fat, you start convincing yourself you're just muscly?
No, I get that point. I'm like, yeah, the shoulders have broadened. And
that's
it's like,
it. You start going, look at my shoulders, ignoring your actual tits.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, my shoulder. I can actually, but I can't see my dick no more. Not even my long balls are in the vision line. Nothing.
Just, long balls, Elliot. It's your that, pirate name.
You have to swing to try to see. And even now, you can't if it's cold. You know what I mean? So that's when you know you gotta trim the gut. The worst about it is because we put clips up or we do things, you watch them back and you think, oh, this is gonna be a good clip. And then you look at it back and you go, oh, or you make a TV show that's gonna go on like BBC or other, and then it's being filmed up a set of stairs and you can just see your gut underneath your G leg and you just wanna kill yourself.
Or you think you're looking well and then you shave your beard and you're on a Channel 4 show.
I tell you what happened, true story about my beard. I shaved for, I don't know why, just, and I've only ever done it once. Since I've been with my wife, right? I'd shave my beard. She was working nights. She came home and thought another stinking fat guy was in bed. And she was like, ah! And it was just me without a beard. And I got up and was like, what's wrong? And she's like, ah! What have you done to your face? Gross. She thought that.
And you were like, it's Beansy.
And she was like,
rat!
It's not Beansy. It's worse. And then, like, it was weird because I do not have any. I don't even like having a beard. You just wouldn't know where my head starts and my body ends if I had no beard.
I'm trying to lose weight, so I'm trying to gradually go down with
would
beard.
You like, in a dream world, would you like to have no beard?
I would like to look good with no beard.
Yeah, but see,
I would like to look good with a bit of stubble. I think guys with no beard at all look weird.
Yeah, like look at Ezekiel. Didn't look sweet.
No.
And then you look at Elias.
No, oh, look at Shane Todd. Little freaky looking 14-year-old boy.
Yeah, but that's his demograph. You know,
14-year-old boys?
Yes. He likes to look clean. And, but then when he grows a beard, it always looks weird.
Like I've never seen him with a beard.
He tried, but he never grows what I would call a normal beard. He would always like grow like a musketeer beard. He would grow and like a mustache and then hair, and you're like, that never looks good, especially when you have a long face like his. Like his face is like one of those kind of like masquerade masks, and it just makes him look even longer when he grows the. So just grow the sides, and then, you know.
Do you remember Christian turned heel for the first time and left Edge, and his wee Titantron was the Christian.
Oh,
that's Shane's face.
Yeah, that was the best, one of the best theme musics of all time.
Christian,
at last, he's on his own. That was brilliant. I think fantastic. A segment every week we should do now is you guess the theme song. You just do a theme song. And
this is Never Mind the Buzzcocks. We'll do that.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was a lot of fun. But the point is, the beer looks good.
Thank you.
It looks like, but I think I will never never have not no beard.
No, no. Never have not no beard.
I think I'm disgusting without a beard. I think with a beard.
That was the
least,
worst sentence I've ever heard in my life.
Was Playboy? Yeah.
I never had not no beard.
I ain't got never had no beard.
I never in my life never had no beard.
I ain't getting on no plane, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Weird, I look like that guy.
He was in the first WrestleMania, wasn't he?
Mr. T. Yeah. I nearly for some reason said Dr. T. No reason.
No, he wasn't a doctor.
Dr.
Yet, yeah.
T. No, Mr. T. was on the first WrestleMania, and didn't he like?
He teamed with Hulk Hogan.
Did he ref with Hulk or like manage Hulk Hogan?
No,
or something?
He teamed with Hulk Hogan.
And who did they go up against? Zeus, was it? And someone else? Can you guys check who?
It was Bob Orton and
Bob Orton.
It was Cowboy Bob Orton and I think Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff.
Mr. Wonderful.
It's going to be so mental if I get this right.
If it's Mr. Wonderful and Bob Orton, it'd be great. I mean, what terrible bad guys to go up against.
WrestleMania 1 main event.
WrestleMania 1 main event. Hulk Hogan and Dr. T.
Yeah. And ironically, both Hulk Hogan and Mr. T went on to be in Rocky films. I think they were in the same one.
Yeah, wasn't what was Mr. T's character called? Because Hulk Hogan
Clubber Lang.
And Thunder Lips.
Thunder
Lips, wasn't
Thunder
it?
Thighs?
No.
Oh, it was Thunder Lips, yeah.
Yeah, Thunder Lips Hogan. Which is, and then he come out.
That's what you call a girl who sucks off loads of boys.
Thunder Lips or Thunder Thighs?
Or on Christina Thunder Lips.
I mean, she's not a lot in the eye. But,
yeah.
And Katie Price again. There's a lot of research going on over here to find out who.
Yeah, we should probably get into our topic this week as well because we've just spoken nonsense.
But listen, this is what's nice. It's nice to sometimes shoot the shit, catch
up. I'm too ADHD. I won't do it.
Man, I've been doing taxes all day today. I'm just needing to get out and just have a human interaction.
I need to get on that. Can you teach me how to do taxes?
Certainly.
I don't have
Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
And Mr. T.
Yeah.
Accompanied by Jimmy Snuka.
Oh, the Superfly. Didn't he do a wee, maybe murder?
He did do a murder. He murdered.
We'll go back to that soon, but it might have been a wee bit of a murder.
Hits his girlfriend in the
against head. Roddy Piper and Mr. Wonderful.
Oh, close.
Cowboy Bob Orton accompanied them.
Accompanied by
Cowboy. Oh, there you go. I mean, you gotta, that emasculates a person, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They're going to be two fellas.
You're in the main event, yeah? Yeah, you're holding the towels at the side. Hey, if Roddy Piper needs a water halfway through, you'll be there, Bull Boy.
Special guest referee.
Referee Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think that's been topped. In terms of star power main event, then, like, celebrities in wrestling.
Now, had Johnny Knoxville this year's WrestleMania, it's been topped.
Yeah. But then they had that guy, Payne. Was it Payne Rose or something?
Payne?
Payne.
You thought this grown man's name was Payne Rose?
I don't know, wasn't it?
Pete Rose? Baseball legend, Payne Rose.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't follow baseball, man. And Americans have weird names.
No, but you should follow names. And no one has ever went, oh, what's your new friend in school called? Oh, his name's Payne.
I bet you there's a Payne out there. I bet you
there's a lot of Paynes out there. There are no children named Payne.
Not yet.
Yeah. There's four Paynes in this room. There's no one called Payne.
Well, it's all good. Well, Johnny Knoxville and Logan Paul, he's kicking about now too.
Yeah. One more for you.
Yeah.
Special guest timekeeper.
Oh, Cyndi Lauper.
No.
Oh.
A favourite of yours and Shane's.
Mr.
And Butler's.
Katie Price.
Boy George.
I mean,
John Michael Travolta. Jackson.
Liberace.
Oh, Liberace.
What?
I didn't know this. If ever there, can we please, for the video, get a photo of Liberace doing the timekeeping, please?
That's weird. That's ridiculous. At least Muhammad Ali, boxer, makes sense.
What?
Muhammad Ali's a boxer. He makes sense.
I thought you said at least Muhammad Ali, boxer, and I was like, oh, what's Liberace?
He boxed him. It's gross. Yeah. But why is he a timekeeper?
But see, Liberace's a man who defies time, right? When I first heard of Liberace, I thought he was kicking about like Beethoven and Bach and all. And then recently, I was like, oh, the Liberace.
Was it WrestleMania 1?
He just really looks after
himself. Special guest referee, Beethoven. doesn't hear the heels behind his back hitting people with chairs.
But I...
One, two...
That's a good deaf voice. But I genuinely thought... Who?
Beethoven?
Yeah, isn't it?
I thought he was a dog.
That's a terrible dog impression you just did there. So that's a lot to take in. Like, you know what? If someone said to me nowadays, I went, here, Muhammad Ali. You know, say they're all not dead. Muhammad Ali, Liberace, Mr. T. That sounds like the start of a joke.
What would be the equivalent of that now? It'd be like...
Well, who's the biggest music star in the world
like
right
Logan
now?
Logan Paul.
Taylor Swift.
Idris Elba. And Michael Bublé is doing the timekeeping.
Yeah, but then there must be somebody who's like, I mean, Liberace was the number one guy in Las Vegas. Who's the number one guy in Las Vegas now?
The lead singer of The Killers, I assume.
Was he like, does he have a residency out in Vegas?
He's from Vegas.
I'll say Britney Spears. She's off a leash now.
Oh, so she's just in Vegas now?
Yeah, so she's in Vegas doing, I think, isn't she? She had a residency in Vegas in the Pepsi Hall?
Maybe.
Yeah, the only thing about this is I just hear, my problem is I live so much in
Kanye West would be the type of guy with it.
Kanye West would be the timekeeper.
He would.
Yes.
And he'd be like, I'm not ringing no bell.
Kanye West would actually be great in WWE right now. If I'm Triple H, I'm like, Kanye, I've got a role for you. Who are you going up against? Goldberg. Kanye
Oh, that'd be great. I'd watch though. I'd stay up to watch Kanye with a live mic against any Jewish wrestler.
You know what though? I heard a rumor that one of the original pitches of Goldberg was his character was supposed to be an Hasidic Jew. Is that correct?
Okay. You're half right.
Right, okay.
Because the term is Hasidic Jew.
You said it's not Hasidic?
I thought you said Hasidic.
No, Hasidic, I thought.
I thought it was Hasidic.
Is it Hasidic?
I thought it was Hasidic. I thought you said his character was he's an Hasidic Jew.
Just such a bitter Jew.
No, he just is made of acid.
Oh, well, I mean, that would work.
That's
it. There was a guy in WWE who came out of a nuclear power plant. Adam Baum, wasn't he? And he had, like, fucking weird eyes and all.
Yeah.
He was great for
that. He was from Chernobyl.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, spoke with a full American accent. I'm Adam Baum from Chernobyl.
Yeah. Looking back, the amount of shit they got away with being like, oh, there's a recent disaster.
Yeah.
That's how do we make a character out of this?
Tsunami. Like, well, no, that's not.
There was typhoon.
An earthquake.
Earthquake.
You look
a
lot like me. Like typhoon.
If you grow your hair out long, you do look like earthquake.
Like, well, typhoon's young me and earthquake's me about now with the old hair gone.
Yeah.
They were great. Adam Baum. What were you doing a wee bit of research over there? Is it Hasidic or acidic? Hasidic.
Hasidic. I just knew it wasn't acidic.
Yeah.
Jew.
But he was Jew. Wasn't he Jew to come out with like the full piots and all and like spear people and out of his like
I
outfit?
I have never. It could be true. I've never heard.
Are
that.
There any, like, this is a question that I'm putting out to the listeners and the watchers here. Are there any super jacked Orthodox Jews
MJF.
Out there?
MJF.
But he's not like, I mean, like practicing.
No, he is.
With
he's a big
Jewish
guy.
You need to have the piots. I'm talking like reading the Bible every day, wearing, you know, the costumes or the outfits that you don't like wash
properly.
Did you
read the Bible?
And they smell you bad. But are there anyone that's like, I'm talking like bodybuilding with the hair and all?
Are you actually going to ask Dan to look up ripped Hasidic Jews?
I would like, I just don't want the listeners to tell me, like, is there a guy out there, you know, like flipping.
Yeah, there's a wee Jewish guy listening to us just. Benching.
Yeah, just like, whoa,
talking about
like
me.
Yeah, and there must be somewhere, and there must be a absolutely like Brock Lesnar. You put him with a wee fucking fringe.
We're really
and a hat.
Steering into the Amish. Episode I suggested.
Well, listen, let's just steamroller into
we
it.
We were saying like we weren't going to do it, and you've
it
seems like we're going
to. I'm saying there must be Jack, super religious guys out there. There must, like, I mean, like, fully practicing that shouldn't be going to gym.
Well, there's a lot of those, like,
drugs,
you know,
they're like, whoa.
Super ripped, heavy Christian guys who are clearly gay. Dave turned into a horse there. But they're, like, I mean, super ripped, and they're like, I'm not thinking about cocks, I'm just fucking doing barbells.
Yeah, I'm not
there's
thinking
loads
about cocks,
of them.
Just thinking about curls.
Yeah.
I love girls, and I love curls.
Yeah.
And that's just the acidic juice.
But today's episode.
Yes.
What is it about, Dave?
I don't know. You tell me, because we're two episodes of mine, so whatever one you want to go with, super.
Well, we're not doing that. Was a joke. We're not doing that. Yeah. Despite you trying, we're not doing the biggest Jews in wrestling.
I want to follow off the back of what happened in Saudi Arabia. I want to talk about Logan Paul's involvement. I think it started nicely there, talking about the original WrestleMania, the celebrity crossover.
Yeah, see, this is what annoys me. Mm-hmm. When people are like, a celebrity comes in, they're like, oh, it ruins the business, it's not real. And you're like, The Undertaker came back from the dead and murdered three people.
Yes.
This isn't a realistic thing.
See, this is the funny. This is why I think I like talking about wrestling with you. We have like two different perspectives.
Yeah.
I like men slapping meat with men, you know, and you like, you know, the indie boys that have come
I don't like the indie boys.
You do? You like the CM Punks, you like the Daniel Bryansons.
Yeah, but they're not the indie boys. They've been the head of the biggest organizations for 10 years.
But they're not, like Vince McMahon.
You like big, sweaty men slapping meat. That's what you like.
Yes.
Whereas I would prefer someone as a good wrestler.
Yeah, but I think some of the big meat men are...
I like some big meat men. Yeah. But if you have all big meat men, then there's no big meat men.
Yeah, because there's one big meat man at the minute that really kicked off.
It's like The Incredibles. If everybody's super, no one is. If everyone's a big meat boy,
yeah,
no one is.
Well, that's a fair point.
Whereas that's why I like Braun Strowman.
But usually the people who are the fans of the indie wrestlers, they usually prefer the... Like, they love to get real raging. Like, it's all about technical wrestling. It's
I
all
get
about,
that as well.
And people need to get into the business. And they need to earn their stripes.
And they're always wearing that Dolph Ziggler shirt that's too small. Then, saying you know you want this.
But then whenever Logan Paul came in, they're like, oh no, he's taking away opportunities from Dolph Ziggler, who, let's face it, he's not really going to win a title anymore, is he? He's not going to be a top guy.
No.
He's been there long enough. So, you know, I can see what they're trying to do, obviously, is the crossover appeal.
Yeah, well, he's the biggest star in the world. And people are like, well, who is he? He's a YouTube guy. YouTubers are bigger than movie stars now. Let's be honest. More people watch what KSI does than whatever fucking Daniel Craig's doing.
Yeah.
Way more.
Yeah, that's fair.
So why would you not get in on that? Plus, he's a good athlete. Uh-huh. He can wrestle and he can talk.
Yeah. And like, again, if you look at Logan Paul, where he started just doing splits on the subway, he's come a long way.
Sorry, word it.
Yeah, that was Logan Paul was on Vine for a start. He could just do the splits.
The subway or a subway?
On the subway. Like, on trains.
Can I have a meatball marinara and he's fucking doing the splits?
But have you seen these videos of the original Logan Paul? This is how he just would just do the splits. And he would do the splits. So he'd just be minding his own business, like on a train, and then just drop the splits. And that's where he started.
Right.
And that's
turned. And look at him now.
Look at him now, main eventing major wrestling pay-per-views.
So that's what we need to do, start selling shows.
But again, I would die.
Start doing the splits on
Glider. I sat down too quickly on the toilet and sat on my own balls and nearly die. Imagine my full body weight doing the splits. I'd be done.
So how do you sit on your own balls? How long are your balls?
One day, they're just like, you know, have you ever seen the movie Flubber?
Yeah.
There you go. That's what, whenever you hit
your balls mid-30s. Are created by Robin Williams?
Correct. Curated by him as well. he owns my balls, but it's not a fun experience. I used to have, like, I don't know, obviously you're a younger guy, your balls are still attached to your stomach, the way, like a dog's.
Yeah. You
know, that's why most, and then the older you get, they just flop down.
What age do they hit?
Mid-30s.
Really?
The bag just loses all.
When does the aging hit you? Because I'm starting to feel it already.
Mid-30s, I think.
Mid-30s
is when you just go, ah.
Do you ever see people who have hit, like, their mid-30s aging by 21? And you're like, that's so sad.
But then the good thing is, everyone else, it's all smug. They catch up with them and they're like looking sweet, settled in their bald looks with their peppered beards. Yeah. And everyone's like,
oh, that's one thing I'm finding heading towards 30. All your mates who were good looking, I'm like, you're starting to become quite an ugly cunt.
Yeah.
I'm used to being an ugly cunt.
Yeah, but look at Tom Segura. He wasn't sweet when he was like mid-20s. Now he's a sexy guy.
I thought he was a good-looking guy, was he?
He was a plump sort of guy. He had no beard. His hair was all floppy. And now he's got the shaved hair, sweet beard, jacked. Great to see.
Is there anyone been stinking in their 20s and then hit 40 and they're fucking like, whoa.
I don't know.
Whoa.
Elliot Page.
Shane will hit his 40s when he's 82.
Yeah, but then she's seen...
You say Elliot Page?
Elliot Page is killing it right now.
Yeah.
But have you seen...
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
In terms of what, just being hot?
Just being hotter than
fancy Elliot Page?
Yeah, Elliot Page is a sexy guy. Respect. I'd like to see him against Braun Strowman.
That's right, he's a guy now.
Yes, of course.
I forgot about that.
Listen, we all glow up in different ways.
I still remember him from...
Juno?
X-Men?
Well, he's actually not next. He's next woman now. But
he's literally an X-Woman.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
But there's... Respect.
I can't get in trouble with that because that's just accurate.
Yeah, it's fair play. Respect him. Yeah.
I've nailed the pronoun game the whole way through that.
You have. And that's a problem that I have as an older guy. Pronouns, too many of them.
Here's the thing. When people, like, it's one of those things. I love House of Wrestling podcast and we're going, here's the issue with the trans movement.
But we're talking about Logan Paul and he's a big advocate for trans rights.
Is he?
Yeah.
Since fucking when?
You obviously don't listen to the Impulsive podcast.
No, I don't listen
to the
Impulsive.
Sponsored by the LGBTQ+. Crew.
It's the Bad Boy Chiller Crew's new spin-off.
Yes. Who are the Bad Boy Chiller Crew?
They're a rap group.
All right, okay.
We have talked about everything that isn't wrestling.
I know. But
we need to talk about wrestling.
But this is Logan Paul. He encapsulates everything, doesn't he? So it's fine. Don't worry
about it. How did you feel about his match in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia where it's okay, we let women drive?
Who did he... And I have a problem with that, but who...
Let women drive?
Yeah, disgraceful. Who was his first fight against when he came in for the start?
I'm going to say Sami Zayn.
Right, okay.
I could be wrong, but Sammy seems to be the guy.
Because this is
or was it the... He was with The Miz against someone?
No, that's right. Wasn't he with The Miz and attacking?
He was with The Miz.
And then The Miz dropped him on his head. And the second fight was against The Miz, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, okay. But it's first, everyone's like, fuck, this is a disgrace. Because obviously, when celebrities come on board, they do things like host Raw. Or they come in and they do
wee backstage
segments. We'll
come back on that.
Yeah, but they rarely just go straight into a proper match. Yeah. He came in, and it was him and The Miz. And do you know who they were fighting against? Wasn't it WrestleMania? Logan Paul and The Miz.
It was WrestleMania, and I can't for the life
of me. Was the Usos? No.
No. No. Maybe, no.
No.
Because they won. They won their match.
That's right.
And then Miz attacked him. He's like, I'm trying to teach you a lesson.
Yeah.
A lesson in Miz.
A lesson in
a
Miz?
A lesson in Miz.
Yeah. I like that. I'm just trying to under hooks to find out who he's...
I can't remember, but the point is he was great.
But everyone was like, no. And then they started calling him a spot monkey. And they're like, he's just a spot monkey.
I hate when people...
Bloody spot monkey.
He's a spot... I hate when people get...
What is a spot monkey for those who just are listening?
For those who don't know, here's William's breakdown of terminology. Yeah. A spot monkey is someone who doesn't know the fundamentals of wrestling and can only really do big stunts.
Yeah.
So the Hardys were accused of being spot monkeys. Yeah. People called Mick Foley a spot monkey.
And what are spunk monkeys?
Spunk monkeys are men who get spunked on in zoos.
Nice. This is first for everything. But spot monkeys, yeah. So he will go in, not really do. Again, these... And who are the guys, right? I want to speak about these dudes who watch wrestling and treat it like, you know, it's like...
Like they're watching it through, like, wee...
Yeah.
Binocular glasses at the opera.
He didn't do a collar elbow tie-up to start the match. It's false.
I believe I saw him slap his thigh on the super kick. Yeah. Very redundant.
And it's like, but there are always guys who couldn't do it themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's mostly like, guys, and I am a wrestling fan, let's be honest. None of us are the fittest.
No.
Ever been to a wrestling show?
Yeah.
I'm sexy in that room.
Yeah. I mean, of a lot of people, that's fair to say. But the point is, a lot of people, like the internet guys that sit behind go, this is not... But they have a real... They treat wrestling like it's... Ultimately, when you watch wrestling, you want to be entertained. That's about the height of it. Do you know what I mean? So you are going to get people like the Boogeyman eating worms and... doing all this shit.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have people... Like back in the day, whenever I was growing up, people like Bob Backlund, you were like... Oh,
I love Bob Backlund.
Fuck's sake, it's Bob Backlund again. He was a bore in those days.
Mr. Backlund.
Yeah, but then he got a bit of... That was fun.
But that was his point, is he was a bore.
Yeah, but the point is that nowadays they would have loved him.
Have you seen him these days?
No.
Looks exactly the same as he did 30 years ago.
But he was never a jack guy, but he was always...
He was lean.
Yeah.
He was lean.
But he would have been, like, see if he was about nowadays.
Second longest reigning WWE champion ever.
People would be like, who's number one? Don Morocco? No. Nope. I'll get it. Don't tell me.
Big Italian guy.
I know. I can't remember his bloody name. Give
we
me a clue.
Don't talk
Bruno
about...
Sammartino.
It is Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, and you'll never heal it for like 10 years, I think.
Well, I'm going to acknowledge my tribal chief and say he'll do it.
Nah, I won't. How angry, this is what I loved, when people were like, if Logan Paul wins, I'll be raging.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I would have loved him if he had won. That'd be hilarious.
Halfway through the match, I was like, he could do this.
Yeah.
When Jake Paul came out.
Because see, the match itself, everyone was like, here we go. And it was quite long. It was near half an hour, wasn't it? And it was a brilliant match.
He had a buckshot lariat better than Hangman Adam Page hits one.
Yeah, and better than, hate to say it, CM Punk.
CM Punk had the worst buckshot lariat I've ever seen.
Yeah. For those who don't know, a buckshot lariat, where you do like a front flip over the ropes straight into a clothesline, isn't it?
Yeah.
He did clean
part
his whistle.
Of me feels like the clothesline's not needed.
Yeah, I mean, but well, the clothesline is needed. The flip over the ropes, maybe not.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry, just front flip into him. No, don't stop yourself. Just front flip and keep running into it.
Just pure momentum straight through them.
I don't know. I never feel the clothesline looks good off the front. It looks like they front flip, stop, then jump forward.
Yes, I agree.
It's like, not a JBL. Oh. I'm going to run at you, all 40 stone of me.
But nobody.
I just smack you with my big fucking Texan hand.
Can hit a clothesline like that guy.
Oh, yeah.
And there was one, who was it?
Stan Hansen.
Did the, like a discus clothesline?
Luke Harper.
Luke
R.I.P.
Harper. Yeah, that was good.
That was a good clothesline.
But
ever seen Stan Hansen's clothesline?
No.
So he was a Texan wrestler back in Japan. He was half blind. So he could never really see where he's throwing the clothesline.
Yeah.
So he would just swing. And he was a big, heavy Texan.
Oh, he was a big boy.
Heavy set dude. He would just swing. And if he would just wherever he hit you is where he'd hit you. So he would just club you, yeah. And he wouldn't run, and he wouldn't get a lot of distance. You'd just be standing, like, from me to you distance, and he'd just go fucking bang.
Stiff you?
Yeah. Yeah, nearly kill you. And he'd always be drunk in the ring, too, shouting at Stan Hansen.
But that was a good old days, wasn't it?
Well, when they're getting hammered.
Absolutely bladdered and have a good old time.
But... Well, Jeff Hardy still is in those days.
Is Jeff Hardy, he's RIP, isn't he? Or is he still, is he dead?
No.
All right, okay, well.
No, Jeff Hardy is not dead.
Well.
You got arrested for drunk driving again.
Listen, 6-1. You say potato, I say potato. Who knows? Yeah. But then that is, and Papa Pump, he did my favorite clothesline like that. Just so jacked.
Yeah, wouldn't even move it, just like fucking running that.
Straight
bitch.
In. But that move was unbelievable. He did, what else did he do? It was brilliant. He did, obviously, the big splash through the table, but that he does that every time now.
Did he do the Three Amigos?
He did.
That's a hard, I could never do that. The hips you need on that.
Yeah.
Every time I see someone do a good Three Amigos, I'm like, I bet they're a class buck.
That's what you think. So Eddie Guerrero?
Yeah. Oh!
By the way.
Oh, you're telling me Eddie Guerrero wasn't a great ride?
He, and I, as a wrestling fan, was the best wrestler I've ever seen live, like in person.
Absolutely.
Flawless.
Maybe best ever. He's my best ever.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. You sometimes go, well, if he is still alive, would you still say that? But in terms of like actual ability,
well, he was. People forget he was old.
Yeah.
He was 38, which was old for a wrestler.
When he died? 38?
Yeah. For a wrestler, but he was still.
Was Eddie Guerrero only 38 when he died?
Yeah.
Please tell me he was in his 40s.
I think he was 38.
If he's 38, I'm going to cry because I'm near that age.
Really?
Yeah. I'm 36. Shit.
You can start wrestling now.
I don't know. But he.
Well,
was
maybe,
like,
you know, keep going. You might die at the same age as Eddie Guerrero.
38? Jesus wept.
Which is old for not to die,
yeah,
but to still be wrestling.
At that level.
At how good he was.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. It all depends on, like, because I think the wrestling prime age is probably mid-30s, isn't it? When you're, like, you're in your prime.
Yeah.
Like, Roman Reigns, Cena, they were all that age when they were.
Do you think if he had to live, we would have been getting, like, Eddie Guerrero looking like Ric Flair? Still probably. Trying to be that, oh, I'm 60, mama, but he's
then,
like 50.
He could have been, like, you know, sometimes, like, if you remember, like, was it his dad wrestled for a bit?
Or was it Chavo Classic?
Well, no, there was Chavo Classic, but there were things.
Gory Guerrero.
He did, but then he sort of stepped it back a bit and kind of got into the managing side.
Who was Chavo Classic? Was that his
Chavo
brother?
Classic? No, that was Chavo Guerrero's dad, wasn't it?
Who was
Eddie's
brother?
Guerrero's brother? Yeah, Chavo Classic. He was great.
And so far, I'm being like, oh, I'm Eddie's brother. Like, you look 73.
Yeah, I'm Chavo Classic.
Fucking old are you?
But he was classic.
Looked like a wee leather gnome. Like,
yeah. But again, he looked so, like, this is my brother. You're like, how's that? He was only 38. I can't believe that. I thought Eddie Guerrero was like literally mid-40s.
Nope, 38.
That's insane.
38. I don't know if he had a heart condition or it was just years of drug use.
I think drugs. I think he had an undiagnosed heart thing on top of everything.
I was going to say he was going to die. It's Chris Benoit, I'm thinking of. He did die.
Yeah.
But yeah, so fucking...
The Three Amigos,
that's what we're talking about. Before I get really sad thinking about Eddie Guerrero.
I'm here without you, baby.
Here, that's a great song.
Three Doors
it's
Down.
Also on Goal 2 for any fans of Goal.
Goal?
Goal.
The football film?
Yeah, it's in Goal 2.
For what, in what reason? Are they celebrating Eddie Guerrero's
His wife breaks up with him.
100 days of maybe older.
Since the last time that I saw that, he's in the shower, like, with his head. I'm here without
Pull the
you,
arm
baby.
Pull the
That's how you know you're depressed. Yeah. In the shower, wanking, the Three Doors Down.
Disappear now, and I'm dreaming of
and
your.
Then you
face
pick up the pace now. When it goes on shuffle. If I am crazy, then will you still be my Superman?
Put yourself together. What's the guy called in Goal? Gonzalez.
Santiago. Gonzalez. It's Speedy Gonzalez is in Goal.
Pull yourself together, Gonzalez.
Santiago Muniz.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to laugh when I watch Goal. I'm going to look up Goal now and watch
goal,
it just to laugh.
Goal 2.
Goal 2.
It's when he moves to Real Madrid.
Oh, he's red. I know he's in Newcastle before, wasn't he?
He's in Newcastle, mate.
Is Goal just based on Michael Owen's career, but with a Spaniard? Finished off at Stoke.
Either him or Jonathan Woodgate.
Oh, Woody. What a guy.
Woody? Like, you know him?
Did I meet him? No, I didn't. Thought I met him, didn't.
How do you think you meet Jonathan Woodgate?
Just did. But I didn't.
You met Woodsy and that's where you got mixed up.
I met Dwight York.
Really?
Yeah, and I met Graham Kavanagh.
It's more time than the sun.
And
man.
I met Kevin Kilbane. and Zinedine Kilbane for the Irish fans. And yeah, all in a bar in Newcastle one time. It was a lot of fun.
What the fuck was Dwight York, Coach Kavanagh?
Not Coach Kavanagh, the footballer.
Oh, yeah, right, so right. Not I was Coach thinking Kavanagh. Of McGregor's MMA coach.
No, but they all played at Sunderland together, and there was a Sunderland team night out. And I was just in a bar, because I remember, I was like, oh, it's Kevin Kilbane. And then they all sort of went in. I didn't like Graham Kavanagh because he looked like Roy Keane, and I hated Roy Keane. He's the most hated player. Now I love Roy Keane, but at the time...
You're not a United man?
No, I'm an Arsenal man, mate.
Oh, it's a good season for you.
It is. Not Scottish, touch wood. Yeah. We were all in there, and then Dwight York went in. So we all went in, they were having a look, and they were there for like a team do. And we were drinking at the bar. Graham Kavanagh came up to a couple of us and was like, you guys Irish? And we're like, yeah. And he goes, here's a couple of beers for you. He gave us a couple of beers. And then we're like, oh, can we get a photo? And he's like, yeah, come on. I'm over here with Yorkie if you don't mind getting a photo of him. And I was like, oh, no, it's cool. Yeah, I'll get a photo with Dwight York. Absolutely. Got a photo. And I was
if you
like,
don't mind getting a photo with Dwight York.
Yeah, I was like, well, of all the guys, yeah, he's the one you like. If he's like, oh, I'm just with Kevin Kilbane, you'd be like, ah, take or leave it. But, you know,
I just have the idea of Dwight York. Dean Whitehead,
I'm like, nah, just you stay over there. Yeah. But I get one with Dwight York. And I said to Dwight York, like, I'm a big fan of your ex. You know, she's my favourite celebrity.
Yeah.
Katie Price. Don't hear my impression of her.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, let me suck your cock, Yorkie.
Bro. You like that, Dwight?
Do I like you, dirty big bastard? And then he was just like, I don't like her. And I went, okay, and then that's why.
Please tell me you did your Katie Price to Dwight York.
I didn't, because I only developed the Pricey later in life.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Your Pricey.
Did my Harvey impression for him. Didn't like that either.
Well, he didn't know who it was.
No, fair. He's like, who's that? I'm like, oh, no, just
that's
this guy.
That's not a nasty thing to say. That's nothing on Harvey. That's him being a bad daddy.
Yeah, Harvey is my favorite celebrity. If I had known, I would have worn my Harvey t-shirt.
Really?
I have a Harvey t-shirt, yeah.
Why?
Yeah, because Harvey's got his own line of clothes, and I want to support it.
Does he?
Yeah. Born Anxious, mate. Shout out to Harvey, the crew.
Is it actually called Born Anxious?
Yeah.
What fucks to Harvey? Yeah.
So we support him.
Yes, but on that note, So how do you feel ultimately about celebrities and wrestling? Do you like it? Do you hate it?
You know
who's been your favorite? Who's
when
been
I was younger and I took wrestling too seriously, I didn't like it. Now I do.
Yeah.
You know, now I do. Like, I shouldn't like Logan Paul. Yeah. You know, on paper, I should be like a guy. It's like, oh, I should be too old to appreciate him, because the problem is you sort of say about like YouTube stars and people putting stuff out. A lot of the people like celebrities nowadays don't have any skills. But Logan Paul, unbelievable wrestler.
Yeah.
Like, he does have skills. The guy's like, when I first came across Logan Paul, he was doing the splits in the subway. He was walking around forests with a fucking alien hat on looking for dead people. And I was like, I don't like this guy's a jerk. But now I'm like, just a young guy trying to get ahead.
This guy's a jerk.
Yeah.
Don't hang out with him at lunch. He's a jerk.
But got to give credit to him. Unbelievable athlete. Great shape.
He was great. Bad Bunny was good as well when he wrestled.
Yeah, but the thing about Bad Bunny is, right, I didn't know who Bad Bunny was.
Right, well, that's kind of on you, because he is the highest streamed artist on Spotify.
Yeah, but I listen. Could I get a CD at our price? No.
Why are you getting the fucking CD?
Because I'm traditional. I like to play a CD. Because here's the thing, CDs will come back, mate.
No,
Same way as vinyls have come back. There's nothing better than the sound of a CD, mate.
No, the difference with vinyl is it has a high quality of sound.
Yep.
CDs are dog shit.
Well, you
sound.
Just need a high quality boombox, mate. And then you're flying.
They will not come back.
A Walkman.
CDs will not come back.
I'm telling you, mark my words, mini discs aren't, but CDs are. Mini discs were never great, like, ever.
I don't know. What the fuck's a mini disc?
A mini disc, imagine a CD.
But
smaller.
Mini?
Yeah.
Does it look like a party ring?
Yeah.
That kind of, yeah,
it's just a wee small. It actually looks like a wee small blade, but it's good.
Like a little Wesley Snipes?
Very funny, yeah. Oh, speaking of that, do you remember Triple H's cameo on Blade 2? Or is it Blade 3?
Blade 3.
Blade, you're dead.
He has a wee dog?
Yeah. Perfect hair. But no, I think if you can come and be entertaining, I like it.
Yeah.
That's my point. And I think the people need to, and the amount of the nerds, they were like, and then they actually saw him wrestle. We're like, actually, he did quite impressive technical wrestling there.
No, yeah, no. But that's it. Bad Bunny was great. Hit a Canadian destroyer.
Yeah.
You do get...
But the thing about Bad Bunny,
our boy
too,
Trump.
Oh,
we call him our boy because we find him funny and wrestling.
I was going to say Boy George. If he could come over there and be like WrestleMania 2, Boy George was in the brand panty match, my mind would have blown.
I think Boy George may have been in WWE before.
No.
Maybe.
Boy George would not have been in WWE. He should be in WWE.
He might have been.
You could have a radiator match with Boy George, where the only way to win is to handcuff someone to the radiator and leave them there for 3 days. This following contest is scheduled for one fall. Is the radiator match.
Introducing first. Bow, 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 bow. He's a man without conviction, boy George.
And in the Spanish announced table would be like El Niño Jorge. And who would he? And who would he be up against?
Dominic Mysterio.
Why?
Because he's a wee boy.
I mean, I was going to put him up against OJ, Orlando Jordan, the returning Orlando Jordan. He would be in Boy George's corner.
I thought you meant OJ Simpson.
That'd be great too. But imagine this, he'd be tied, and the only way to get out of being tied to the radiators, he lowers himself down, just pours a guy in cream, and he just slips out. That's how he beats Boy George.
No, one of my favourite, because you had hosts, they don't always wrestle. Don't always wrestle celebrities. Sometimes you had hosts, there was that god-awful era,
that
had
Raw.
A guest host every week.
Was that whenever they had like the computer was the boss of?
No, that was the anonymous GM. Right, that came after.
Okay.
But basically what was, Vince was like, well, SNL has a host every week and it's funny. We can have a host that will be SNL.
Mm-hmm.
That was dog shit. They were never good.
Who were some of the worst ones? Jon Stewart, for some reason, stands out for me.
He was good.
But he hit someone with a chair, didn't he?
He did. He hit John Cena with a chair.
But I didn't know who Jon Stewart was, you see. That was my
problem.
How the
fuck are you a comedian that know Jon Stewart?
Didn't.
You've never seen any Adam Sandler movie ever?
No.
What?
No, of course I have, yeah.
He's in all of them.
I just didn't recognise him.
He's in Big Daddy.
Is he the wee boy?
No, that's Colin Dillon Spruce.
No, I don't. How do you fucking know that?
Because they're from The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Of course, obviously, how remiss of me not to know
that.
Yeah,
but he's the kid's actual dad.
Oh, so he is?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Didn't even think about that. Yeah. You went, oh yeah.
Yeah.
John, do you remember the time, this was years ago, before I was born?
I want to find out a list of them. I'll go get a wee list of them here and see who all the guest GMs are all were.
Before I was born, Leslie Nielsen was in WWE.
Doing what?
He was as Lieutenant Frank Drebin.
Doing what?
Searching for The Undertaker when The Undertaker went missing after Yokozuna fucking buried him.
So they hired...
It's Lieutenant Frank Drebin that found him.
No, so...
It was Ed and Lieutenant Frank Drebin that went
found The Undertaker.
Found The Undertaker.
But The Undertaker, did he not come back to fight The Undertaker?
He did after the fake Undertaker, but that was after Lieutenant Frank Drebin went to find The Undertaker.
And where did he find him?
I can't remember where he found him, but he went looking for him and he came out at Survivor Series with like a big magnifying glass and all.
I hate that.
No, you can't hate Lieutenant Frank Drebin.
But I hate that it's in wrestling. Oh, so bad.
No, fuck you, it was great.
Let me see, because I'm going to list the Bob Barker, don't know who that is.
He was great, Price is Right host.
Okay.
Also in Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
Price is Right, bitch.
I like this one, Mark Cuban.
He's from Shark Tank.
Yeah, and also Sharknado 3, Oh Hell No. A great film. I do remember William Shatner.
I don't remember William Shatner.
William Shatner pants. He was hosting the show, and he was good.
Was he?
Shatner was good. Mike Tyson.
I remember Mike Tyson.
Did one.
Joined DX.
Yeah, Freddie Prinze Jr.
He wrote for WWE as well.
He only hosted because of that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Batista.
Why are you saying his name like that?
No, Batista.
Batista.
No, because I want to...
El David Batista.
Don't even start. I hate to go back to Billy Gunn, but I am. I wanted Batista and Billy Gunn to form a team and him to be called Batista. But never happened.
You're obsessed with Billy
Gunn. Yeah, by the way, shout out to Billy Gunn. Kip Sopp, my man, DM me. Yep. After a clip in the last video saying that he's going to start collecting asses. We spoke about him collecting asses and he actually DM'd me saying, I'm going to start my collection. So if you see AEW and just you see bums mounted on the walls, you'll know.
And to bring this full circle, because you didn't collab post me on that, he didn't follow me. So this is why I'm shouting at, you know?
Yeah, so that's why I get it.
Yeah.
That's fair. But hey, scissor me.
Fuck yourself. You're getting followed by Billy Gunn. Also, what's weird about my friends reminded me, I was like, yeah, he's following our wrestling podcast. And our mate went, I'm in an NFT trading group with him.
With Billy Gunn? What do they trade in there? Like, what are the
NFTs?
But what sort of NFTs?
Don't know, but I hope it's ass related.
Oh, it's going to have to be, isn't it?
Like, but he just said that like so nonchalant. Yeah. What the fuck?
Oh, that is brilliant. Oh, a lot of fun. Ridiculous, but a lot of fun.
What other guests? The Muppets hosted one week.
Yeah, that was stupid.
They were great.
Really?
They were good. Oh, they had that the segment with Seamus and Bigger.
Oh.
And it was when Seamus had the hair that was up.
Yes, I do remember
that. Was like, me, 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 me.
See, who's your favourite celebrity that you would love to host or all? Do you think would be great at
He's done it. Donald Trump. Like, he was hilarious.
Donald Trump is great. as an entertainer, not as a president, but as an entertainer.
For like a, he was perfect for WWE. Have you seen the video he did for Joe Biden at one of his rallies? And it's literally like a WWE like promo video.
So it's pro Biden or anti Biden?
No, it's anti Biden.
Yeah, so, but the, well, you said for Joe Biden.
Yeah, like
oh, so
making Trump, fun of him.
Right, yeah. Okay. I thought you meant Biden has been like, listen, can you do me a video? Trump's like, you sure I name my president?
Dude, I'm on Adobe Pro. I know how to work it. I am a pro at Adobe Pro.
So what are you just dissing him?
It was just like a collection, a montage of all the fuck-ups of Joe Biden speaking. Where he's like, there's one thing that every American family needs. It's one thing, it's... Anyway, so it's like it's just him fucking things up.
My favorite Biden mistake recently was when he congratulated Rashid Sanook, the new president or prime minister of the UK. I want to send my congratulations to Rashid Sanook. It's like, oh no, there's nothing funnier than people getting a name wrong, in my opinion. Nothing. Now, my favorite clip in the history of the world ever. Have you ever seen whenever John Travolta is announcing? Have you guys seen this? John Travolta is on, and do you know your woman who sings in Frozen, Idina Menzel?
Yeah.
He's up, and he's like basically giving her, or she's performing at the Oscars, and he's like, next up, there's a performance. And you can tell at this point, he's like, ah, fuck, I forget her name. I've done it before, like bringing people on stage, and it's the worst. But he was like, I want to bring on stage, this next act is singing a song from the Oscar-winning hit show Frozen. She is the wonderfully gifted, wickedly talented... Adele Dazeem. And like, what? And she's like, what? Gossip. Adele Dazeem. And then just bows. And it's one of the fucking funniest things. Adele.
Can you see in his Dazeem. Eyes, he knows he's got it wrong.
He knows, but he could have just gone, you know, and Elsa. Not said anything. But Adele Dazeem, 10 out of 10. I've never seen 10 out of 10. I'll show you after this. It's so good. So good. And what are we like for time over there, gents? We're going to wrap. Do you have any questions? Or do you want to see if I've got some?
I'll have a wee look. You'll I know this is meant to be on Celebrities and Wrestling, and we briefly mentioned it.
I know, but listen, this is
we
the
spoke
joy.
More it's, about Santiago Muniz.
But it's silly and it's fun, isn't it? And that's what people want. And I drink a lot of coffee there, and maybe I need to pee. Maybe I need to poo. Who knows? We'll find out after the episode's over. First question, Bill. Are you ready?
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Weirdest tag team, and that's from Nidge.
The weirdest tag team. The Bashams.
Why are they the weirdest?
Because they were a bunch of twins that were into BDSM. They would come out in wee leather chaps, and they'd get whipped by Shaniqua.
They didn't used to be, sure they didn't.
No, just randomly one day they turned up and all that. Like, before they were like, we're twins, that's our deal, and then just turned up and be like, oh, we fucking love being choked. They literally just turned up one day, one week, as tag champs, and be like, guys, nipple clamps, huh?
And then, on a sudden, we've spoken about the dicks before, haven't we?
Every week yeah, you bring up the dicks.
I mean, all I ever talk about is dicks and ass. It's either Billy Gunn or the dicks, but they're my favourite of all time. Because
honestly, like, I'd
say
this was less of a, you enjoy wrestling, and you just enjoy talking about dicks and ass.
You know what? Listen, I'm a married man with two kids.
Who loves dicks and ass.
So I need to be my true self somewhere, you know? And if I can talk about dicks and ass on a podcast... I'm all for it.
It's hard to top that.
Well, Maguire wants to know when we're getting Billy Gunn as a guest. I mean, I'll DM him.
Ask him. Even if we can Zoom it.
I'll say, ask him, A-S-S-K. Ask him, Billy Ass. Dr. Ass, Mr. Ass, Scissor Me Daddy.
I'm going to have a wee like bit of... I'm going to get the Bashams in here, attach nipple clamps to you, and every time you bring up the dicks or Daddy Ass, I just shock you.
Right, okay.
You don't have a family, so that doesn't
matter. I might do.
Unless you want two fingers in your dick hole, that's not going to work.
Yeah. I might actually have to go to pee. So guys, I'm going to wrap this up. I need to move because my insides are there. They're emptying themselves.
Why did you turn into Jimmy Savile?
I don't know. I was just like, I might actually wet myself right here. So, can you wrap this up?
I'll wrap it up as Dave goes to piss.
I will burst. And I love you guys.
Thank you for joining us on this week's wrestling podcast where we did not discuss wrestling, I think, at all. We'll be back in 2 weeks again. We're fortnightly. Are you ready, podcast? Check us out. Also, check out David Elliott Comedy on Instagram, William Thompson Comedy on Instagram. Thank you. Are you